Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. We're going to play a little game here.
Okay.
Call in and we're going to try to guess what your electric bill is. I got mine yesterday.
Oh.
Not good.
No es bueno.
203-882-9757. First, let's talk to Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather. Hello.
$316 my electric bill was.
$316.
Well, no need to guess.
$316.
I ran
the air conditioning the whole time, but I'm guessing that's the reason why.
What was it before $316?
Like $120.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing. 316 is one thing,
yeah.
But what was it before?
Right.
So you're more than double.
$2.
Yeah, it's crazy. I looked at the bill and I went, oh, it's not 500. Okay. That's how I'm getting nowadays.
Oh, wow. It's not as bad.
It's not as bad as I was expecting it to be.
Wow.
All right. Anyone want to guess mine?
Let's see here.
You got a pretty big house.
Yeah. It's the largest you said you've ever paid, so we do have a little bit of a detail.
It's the largest utility bill I've ever had in my entire life. I've lived in Texas, California, Long Island, Connecticut.
I'll say 420.
I was going to say it was over five.
I'm going to say $600.
$570.
$610.
Damn. AJ, you almost hit it. Wow.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God. Turn out the light, sweet darling. Gonna dance the night away.
The public benefit portion of the bill is $159. It's more than some people's entire bill.
Yeah.
It's a 3,400 square foot house. We never have the AC on upstairs.
Really?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
We have a pool and we run the AC.
Okay.
So the pool pump is on 12 hours a day.
Right.
Yeah, that adds up.
That would, in the old days, add $100 a month.
Yeah.
So my highest bill up until yesterday was $450.
That's incredible.
So how loud you scream?
we were talking about it yesterday on the air. Then I opened the bill and I'm like, even knowing that it was going to be bad, I was still surprised. I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. I was figuring five.
Right. Did you feel knees get weak?
Maybe five.
Did you suddenly have to poop?
6'10"?
Right. That stomach feeling, your stomach just drops, you have to poop.
Yeah, something's wrong there. I would think something's wrong there.
Something's wrong. Something's horribly wrong.
Is there an extension cord going from your house to your neighbor's house?
Something has gone horribly wrong.
Oh, wow.
Something's horribly wrong.
Yeah, mine hasn't arrived yet. I don't want to see it.
So, Scott, tonight, Creed playing Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. The weather going to be okay?
I don't know. It's looking wet.
Like how wet?
Like really wet.
Like really wet?
It's a flood watch in effect for U4 Southern Counties.
What time?
Starts around 4.
Oh.
And it won't stop raining until about 3 a.m.
Oh. Hey.
All right. Well, the good thing about the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater is there's a tent over.
It's covered. Yeah,
it's covered.
Right.
Good.
Right.
I don't think I'll be standing outside greeting people and down in a downpour. I'll go inside and meet people around the beer tents and stuff.
Yeah. That's counters. That's best for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna pour. Like really.
Like pour. Pour.
Like downpour. Pour.
Pour. Pour.
Like poor.
Pour.
Downpour, poor. It's going to be like how I felt after I saw my electric bill. Oh, I'm poor, poor.
Exactly. My father used to say, if this rain keeps up, it won't come down.
Right. Boom, boom.
And then this weekend, somewhere around Friday, we're going to get this Debbie residual effect, right?
Thursday evening, it starts to rain, and it rains all day Friday. And then Saturday, the European model has it exiting by 2 p.m. The GFS has it exiting by 8 p.m. So there's a six-hour difference in the models. But it will come to an end Saturday late afternoon, early evening.
Let me write this down.
It's going to rain Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday, at least until 2 p.m.
Let me see. Build arc. Gotcha.
Ouch.
Build arc.
Build arc.
Get giraffes.
Right.
Get hippopotamuses.
Yikes.
No unicorns.
All right, so Doobie Brothers Friday at the Amp, sold out.
No, no, no. No good.
But again, they got the tent.
Yes.
So,
okay. Yep.
Yeah, no standing outside.
No.
Just go from your car.
Run right
get
in.
Get right in.
Yep.
Get over to the beer and grilled cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Comfort food. Comfort beer.
And Walter's hot dogs.
Doobies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yum. Yum, yum, yum.
All right. Then, okay. So Saturday, we don't know when it's going to stop.
Yeah, give us 6 hours, anywhere from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
All right.
All right. Very good. All right, Scott. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, brother.
Okay,
Scott Haney, Channel 3.
Yay.
Okay, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. We're going to guess the electric bill.
All right.
Brent in Monroe.
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
All right, so I've got two houses, kind of. My house is 800 square feet, and my garage is 430 square feet, plus a hot tub. And
wow.
I have two different air conditioning units for the house and the garage.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Hot tub kills you.
How many people live in the house?
Two people.
How do you, like?
That's the other thing I didn't mention. 3,400 square foot house, but there's only two people. So
right.
Not
right.
A lot of clothes.
Two
not
cats.
A lot of, yeah, the cats. They probably crank everything up when we're not home.
You know they do, yeah.
And you're in Monroe?
Let's see.
Yeah. Hmm.
Why does that matter?
I don't know. Trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
So you got 800 square foot, 400 square foot. You got a hot tub. And what was the other thing?
Two AC units.
Two AC units.
Two mini split units.
Right. Yeah, but how do you run them?
They're run completely separate from each other.
Okay.
As needed or constantly?
They're both on schedules.
Gotcha.
Okay. 450.
Yeah, I was going to say 475.
I'm going to say 337.
$88.
Oh, you have solar.
Yes, I do.
Brent. Brent. Brent.
A verbal smack in the head right now.
Brent.
Smacking you verbally. It's smack, great. Smack, smack.
How much did it cost you to put that solar in?
So I rolled my roof and a bunch of other work into it, but I think the solar itself was about $30,000. So I'm paying about
$30,000.
Yeah, it'll be 2054 before you get that all evened out.
You leave it to your kids.
I put it in the year after I bought the house, so I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, all right, good. So that makes sense for you.
Cool.
And more the power bill goes up, the more money I save.
Nice.
Okay, but when the power completely goes off, do you still have electricity?
No, because I don't have batteries. It's just
that's
like
the only reason that's the only reason I go to solar is because I want to be off the grid. Like in the apocalypse,
exactly.
I want to have electricity.
Right.
So, all right.
Huh. You can't go off the grid. I used to sell solar, so I know quite a bit about it, but you cannot go off the grid.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What fun is it then?
Well,
it's nice to have an $88 power.
So right now, it's fun.
Okay, we'll go.
This
with that.
Is all the work you've done.
Right.
This is what you were waiting for. This moment where everyone's bitching and you're like,
want to go get drinks? I do.
You're like Vincent Price at the end of Thriller.
Right. So you're welcome.
Yeah.
You had your moment.
All right, Brent. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks. Brent.
Bye. All right. We're all bitching about our electric bills now. And we're trying to guess yours. Andre in Derby.
Okay. House is 2,100 square feet, five bedrooms, got central air, and I do run a filter for my pool.
Okay. And how many people in the house?
It's just myself and my girlfriend.
Does your girlfriend change clothes every 5 minutes? Is there a lot of laundry?
No, not too bad.
Okay.
Do you have like an iguana or something?
Yeah.
You're running like a heat lamp.
Three cats. They're fine.
2,100 square feet.
Right.
Five bedroom central.
With a pool.
Right.
With a
pool.
Pool.
With
a pool. And I say 300.
I'm going to say $87.
Uh-oh. 350.
All right. The answer is $11.34. Everybody should get
Everyone's
solar,
bragging.
Man.
I know. I hate you all. I know.
I hate you all.
I knew we had solar. That's why.
I hate you.
Because he did this to us already once.
Really?
I get it, man. I'm telling you. I don't know why people don't do it. Everyone thinks it's a scam.
Okay. How much did it cost you to put in?
Nothing. I'm leasing. And the reason why I'm leasing is because if anything happens to them within the next whatever years, they're responsible. They'll change them. They'll fix them. The people that buy them outright, that's cool, but they're, you know, a warranty is a warranty. It's going to run out.
You know what? Every time, you know, there's something like this, you have to think who benefits.
Uh-huh.
Today and this week is the greatest week ever for the solar salesperson.
Yes.
Yeah. It is an instant yes. Can I talk to you about solar?
Wow.
Instant.
Right.
All the hang-ups
the
and
mall.
The door closing in your face.
At the mall.
It's not today.
Yep. Been waiting for that. First week of August, baby.
This is it.
Right.
You solar people, this is your week.
Rejoice.
Oh, my God.
Rejoice.
Now, I do have to pay, you know, at least the panels, but it's $100 a month. So my biggest bill, or you know, it's going to be inconsequential because it's just $100.
Your biggest charge, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be $100.
Wait, you didn't include that in the amount you gave us.
Yeah, but it's $100. It's nothing. So $111.
So
God. You know,
$111. Yeah.
Okay. $111 is a lot different than $11.
Yeah.
But the only thing is I had to get a new roof because the roof is old, but I had to get
Okay,
it
how much was the new roof?
I had a buddy put it in for me, $5,000.
$5,000.
Ooh, that's a deal of a deal.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. This is
the
solar thing that no one, it's like, all right, we got to do the roof, and then we got to do this, and then we got to do that, and then I got to lease the panel.
My house would collapse if I put it on mine.
Well, the thing that everyone says is like, oh, you're stuck with it. If you're going to sell your house, you got to bring the lease with the people. Oh, whatever. I could drop that tomorrow. I don't really care. It doesn't really make
gotta
a difference.
Care about that.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
I care about that part.
All right. Thank you.
Whatever.
All right, Andre. And these solar people.
Yeah, I was ready for them.
Is there anyone with a real problem on the phone?
A real
or is
problem.
It all solar people? Right.
Boston John
no
was complaining.
No braggarts.
I'm going to go with Christy in Middlebury.
Okay.
Christy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I have a 2,400 square foot condo.
Condo.
Only two people living in it. Condo. I work all day. We run the air conditioner, and that's it.
You run the AC when you get home?
My husband's home during the day, so the TV and the AC are on during the day.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Condo, 2,400 square feet.
He's home.
I'm going to say 275.
I'm going to go with 380.
What is it?
454.
Ow. 450.
My benefit was $191.21.
Ooh, still sucking in here on that one.
Four. What was it before 454?
It was about 300.
Yeah, it's a substantial increase.
All right, and I said 275, yeah,
right.
So I was right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the old numbers.
You go to this.
Okay, 454.
I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Yeah.
Your public benefits was how much?
$191.21.
How did you pay more public benefits than me?
I have no idea. It was half of my supply.
Okay. So my my supply was 202.
Okay.
And my public benefits is 159.
Huh.
Yep, I'm paying someone else's electric bill.
Yeah.
I called the governor.
You gotta find
I called
that person.
My state rep. I called, yeah.
Yep.
They did this to us, and now they're all pointing the finger at one another.
Yeah, I got a finger for them.
And the game of like the blame game is like afoot.
I got a finger for them.
And they said that they're working on a response. That was the only answer I could get from the governor's office.
Yeah,
they're working on a response.
Yeah, because this is what they do. They make stupid decisions, then it blows up, people get pissed, and they're like, oh, we got to figure something out. It's
right.
Like, no, you're supposed to do this before you enact stuff.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Christy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Damn.
Yeah, people are going nuts. So we had that guy, what was it? Was it Scott Pearson yesterday on with the GoFundMe?
Mm-hmm.
No, not GoFundMe. It was a petition.
Petition, yes.
They picked up 4,000 new signatures after his appearance on the show yesterday.
Add more.
Yeah, let's repost it if we can.
Add more.
It's bananas. It's really sickening how stupid these people in Hartford were.
It's incredible.
And then now they're just blaming each other. It's like, no, you guys knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
So Channel 3, I love them. They listen to the show, and then they hear we sometimes make good points.
Yep.
And then they'll run out and track these people down and ask them the question.
Yeah.
Like, what about all that COVID money, which is what we were saying yesterday.
Yep.
So they tracked down State Representative Jonathan Steinberg of Westport. He's the co-chair of the legislature's Energy and Technology Committee. Okay, you're supposed to be the smart one.
That's important, yes.
So they asked him about the COVID relief money, which we brought up yesterday at this point in the show. He said, no, we can't because there's an appropriate separation between electric rates and the general budget. Ratepayers primarily pay for the energy they use, most of the charge, blah, 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 blah. But then he says, I suppose it could have been done.
Oh.
But it's not a great precedent. Okay, so this is?
Right.
This is a good precedent?
Right.
This is
McFly,
this is
think.
Preferred?
Yeah. This is a much better
this
idea.
This is preferred.
Yeah.
So your response to no one has to pay electric bills when no one was getting shut off during COVID.
Right.
Because they were dumping so much money. They were giving tons of money to businesses to keep their people employed.
Yep.
They say, you don't have to pay rent. You don't have to pay electric.
No
one's getting kicked out. No one's getting shut off.
Right.
But it's like, all right, let's just, we're just going to do this.
Right. We're your friends.
Right.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. The stupidity of these people.
Runs rampant.
Now they're like, what are we going to do?
Dang. I don't know. What do you want to do?
And they're trying to blame Eversource. This is not Eversource's problem.
No.
They're not great.
Own it.
Everyone involved sucks.
Right.
Bad.
Right. I'm pointing fingers at you this time.
Yeah. That's the only person. They didn't try to blame us.
Right.
But in the Channel 3 story, you know, they're trying to be helpful here. I get it.
Right.
But, you know, like a third of the story is, how to keep your bill down. Keep your air conditioner set as warm as comfortable. This is not what we need. No, we need real help.
Right, no tips.
Like, fix this.
Yes.
Now.
Do it.
People are opening their bills and they're like, I can't do it. People are sending me their bills.
Yeah.
They're like, it was $200, now it's
$550. Wow.
Can't do it.
Damn. Anyway, I made money here.
Oof. No, it was a stupid, stupid, stupid thing to say. No one has to pay their electric bill. Yet we have piles of COVID money that we're going to spend stupidly.
Right. The rainy day fund. It's raining.
It is raining.
It's raining. Downpours. It's Debbie.
No, you created this. You pay it.
Right. You fix it.
It's a downpour poor.
Right. It's downpour poor.
Downpour poor poor.
Okay, I'm done now.
Yes.
And the phones are going nuts. So I get everyone riled up, and I'm like, all right, now we're gonna do dumbass news, everybody. Man accused of stealing a New Haven police cruiser with officer inside. I don't even know how that happens.
Yeah. Didn't I see him at first? Oh, hey.
Was he in the trunk?
That assures you get arrested quickly, though.
I think so.
Let's just get this done. I don't want this whole chase and...
Officer Invisible?
Gotta worry about getting arrested. Let me just jump in, get arrested immediately.
Right.
We have Talon First Selectman Brian Foley on, who's been the Hartford Police and the emergency management police thing in the state.
All things cop, yes.
What do you think of this? What happened, first of all?
You know, when you first hear it, when I heard it on the news, the way they described it, it's not what you think. You know, how could this, you know, this guy's just stealing the car. He was trying to kill himself and wanted the cop to do it. And, you know, you can hear him actually, if you look at the body cam video, saying, shoot me. And the New Haven police chief did a good job in explaining it. This guy was literally trying to, he was wanted. And, you know, he had two warrants on him. When, you know, people with arrest warrants on themselves don't just open the door and get in the police car, unfortunately.
That's true. They kind of walked the other way when they said police car.
It'd be helpful if they did.
Usually walked the other way.
Yeah.
Yep. And the cop, and I don't know if you've ever seen inside a police car, you know, there's a computer there, the laptop, it's all everything, all the lights, the sirens, the radios. There's so much in there. He cannot like fight the guy and get over to the driver's seat
no.
or anything like that. And they said he was doing his report. Did he use that laptop? Another one? He had all his stuff out. I feel bad for the guy. One, that would have been a justified police shooting. He did not do that,
right.
Which is great. And by pulling that into the building like he did an amazing job, just an incredible job. I mean, now, there are instances where cops get their cars, their cruisers stolen, and you never want to be that guy.
No.
But no. And so
that's not what really happened here.
This was a guy trying to kill himself.
So it was two cops. One gets out of the car. The one in the passenger seat says, I'm going to sit here and do my report. Car's running.
Yep.
Got it.
Everything was fine. And the doors were locked. The cop was sitting in there. The car's running and the doors are locked. That's fine. It's 90 degrees out. AC's on. He's sitting in there ripping out his report. I get it. Everything was done by the numbers there. And the New Haven police did a great job in not using deadly force, which would have been justified. You can imagine they could have killed other people in that cruiser.
Yeah.
This guy could have. He could have killed both of them, taking the cop with him.
Right.
Any number of things could have happened there, and there's not much the cop could do pulling the steering wheel. They don't train for that in the academy.
Wait, Brian, if the door is locked, how did he get in the car?
What the chief said was he unlocked the door so that he could get out of the car.
Go confront them?
Yep. But, they all knew the guy. He's a regular. So sometimes, even though you've arrested the guy a bunch of times, you still talk to him.
It's
like, hey, Jim, how you doing? Good.
I don't think he unlocked it and said, hey, hop in. And no one would expect that to happen.
No.
I would never expect that to happen. Just odd scenario.
And then so he gets in the car. Car takes off. They start fighting as the car's driving. Cop in the passenger seat grabs the wheel, pulls it into a building.
Right.
Yep, airbags go off. You can see all that, and you can hear that. If you watch the body cam video, you can watch the one where the guy gets in the car, but the body cam, you can actually hear after they crash, the airbags go off. He's still saying, take your gun out, right when they're crashing, he's saying, shoot me.
Yeah.
It's eye-opening, that's for sure.
It's weird. I just think that if you wanted to commit suicide, there's bridges, there's...
yeah, there's other ways
like,
to do it.
That's not how I'm going to do it.
Yeah, other ways to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are, but they found a crack stem in the guy's pocket. There's other layers of issues.
He really didn't think it out.
Right, yeah. It's
kind of an impulse buy.
Jerk decision, yes.
Right, exactly.
Weird.
It is
so
weird.
Great job by the New Haven cops.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I'm glad everyone's okay.
Yeah.
And, wow. Nuts.
The steal in the police cruisers, it's happened. You never want to see it, and it's chasing your own police car trying to get it back. Always an interesting time for the cops when it does happen. And then the guy or the man or woman who has the car cruiser stolen, humiliations galore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure all of his colleagues supportive after
very
get a car
right.
stolen.
Right.
Exactly. We had one during a funeral. It was during a big funeral. Someone's car I'm not going to say it, but a cop's cruiser got stolen at Hartford Hospital.
Right.
And everyone was at the funeral, the motorcycles, everything. And you hear it start coming in on the radio and you're like, what the hell else can possibly happen here? And we ended up finding the car up in Windsor crashed and the laptop ripped out. It's you don't want that to happen to you.
Got your car.
It's just embarrassing.
Right.
Embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
I was at a situation where the cops were called. I was just one of these neighbors watching it unfold. So I'm outside. I'm like, oh, this is going to be good.
Right.
And the cop rolls up, gets out of the car quickly because that was the situation. He had to get over there as fast as possible.
React fast.
Forgot to put it in park.
Oops.
Yep.
So now the car just starts rolling.
Right.
I'm like, oh.
Do.
Good Samaritan jumped in and put it in park. And
That happens a lot, and especially if you're chasing somebody and they get out and run, and now you got to get out and run. In 2 seconds, you got to slam on your brakes, pound it into park, and go. And that is those are the only times I would really leave the cruiser running.
Right.
And then you chase after the guy and hope you don't have your cruiser get stolen on those. I I've had the stolen car get re-stolen while I was chasing the guy who just stole it.
Right.
So, and right. came back, and there's no stolen car anymore with the bad guy. And what am I going to arrest him for? Because the car's gone.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
The evidence is gone, damn it.
After all that work.
And I locked my keys in the car.
Oh, my boss was mad. He's like, where's the car? I'm like, it's right on Sheldon Street. It's right up. It's right next to my cruiser on Sheldon Street. We go out to Sheldon Street, and I'm like, oh. Well, it was here.
Boy, crime really is bad over here. We should go to
the
cop.
And here's the guy who stole it.
The first time.
The
wow.
first time.
He reported stolen, though.
All right, Brian. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate you. Share your red flag moment in a relationship. Yeah, it's that moment where you're like, huh. Looking back now, that moment was significant.
Should have seen it.
It told me a lot about where we were going.
Right there.
Comedian Vince Barry in studio. Do you have one?
He has one big red flag.
Oh, yeah. My whole.
He has one every 5 minutes.
My entire dating history is a series of red flags. It looks like I should be Mr. Six from the Six Flag commercials.
Right.
Them,
right.
Yeah.
Six Flags, right.
The most notable one was all of a sudden one of my girlfriends who I've been dating for a couple of years, she started working at a summer camp and then started talking about a coworker named Dean. And then about 3 weeks later, she was dating Dean and wasn't dating Vince. And I was like, oh, okay. That wasn't just a friend at work. That was,
that's a red flag moment.
We're just friends.
Yeah, yeah. When you're doing lunch with Dean a lot at work, I'm like, okay, I should have figured out who
Dean is. We're just friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're that nice guy, though, that just assumes that what a person says is true.
You mean trusting?
Yes. He's trusting.
Trusting.
I think the word you're looking for is dumb.
No.
No.
Trusting.
You're trusting.
No, that hasn't been beaten out of you yet.
No.
It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
It should have been, though. That's why I'm saying dumb.
Right.
Like, this is the definition of insanity, is just trying things over and over and expecting the same
result.
No, insanity's after you find out. And guess what, Dean?
Dean.
That was 8 years ago. I'm still mad.
I can see your hackles went up, man.
You just mentioned the name. He grits his teeth.
Let's go find him right now.
How do you? Are you watching the webcam right now, Phil? Like, how are you picking that one up? That
was, why you is can the camera hear the grinding?
You can hear it. Yeah,
the camera's all fogged up.
Call in your red flag moment. Looking back now, you should have known where this relationship was going when that happened.
Yes.
Will in Stanford.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So my red flag moment was I had an ex back in the day ask me what common sense was.
How do you answer that?
My answer was it's common sense to know.
Right.
Oof.
Not wrong.
Yeah, that was the red flag moment. I had to get rid of her.
How did it come up?
We were just in a conversation, and I said, you know, that's common sense. She goes, what's common sense?
Oh. And,
is that a certain kind of penny?
Is it the place that, sells really nice bath oils? Common sense? Is that it?
That's right. Is that the place in the mall?
With the bath oils.
That smells good when you walk by.
Yeah, that's where your common sense.
Common sense.
Right.
I should have told her for, $100, I'll give you some.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's a good
thank
one.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Will, thank you. Relationship moment that should have been a red flag. Like, okay, got it. Kathy and Shelton.
First day, community college. I was driving the wrong way in the parking lot, of course, and I got into a car accident. This guy was the witness to the accident. And so I used to make the joke we met by accident.
Right.
But it was the worst relationship of my life, and I should have known.
Why? Because you met at an accident?
Yeah, I was like, he was so abusive. He was such a jerk.
Oh, that's
and
not
I was
good
like,
at all.
I should have just known that if we're meeting by a car accident. Oh, man.
I like you're able to laugh about it now.
Right, should have lost him by accident.
Yeah.
Run him over. Sorry. Get in front of the car.
Yeah,
how long?
If anyone ever gets in a car accident and they're the witness, don't even try to date them. It's not good.
Okay. Yeah, just get the number for information. That's it.
Right.
Well.
Yeah.
Or just let the police do that.
Yeah, they do that, though. Yeah.
But wait, there had to be another moment. Somewhere now it's a relationship.
Right.
What was the first time you said, wait a minute?
So the second red flag was his mom was named Mommy Dearest on his phone.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
No wire hangers.
I never knew about Norman Bates. Yeah. I didn't know about Norman Bates back then. So I was like, oh, that's kind of endearing, right?
Nope.
Like, and I was like, nope. Nope.
No, that's not a Psycho reference. Right. That's another, that's, what's her face?
Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest.
That's the name of the movie.
Yeah.
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 That's what's
what?
Her name.
Joan Crawford.
Oh,
Joan Crawford.
Okay.
Joan Crawford.
No more wire hangers.
Yeah.
Ever.
No. No more wire hangers. Yeah. No, she was a psycho mom.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
And that was her offspring.
Yeah.
Nice.
She called the cops on him for smoking weed one time. So he lost his driver's license. Like, it was psycho. I should have just gotten out like early when I could have. So.
Okay.
Yep.
See, that's it. You're not supposed to know at the accident scene. You're like, this is a nice man.
Yeah.
It's the Mommy Dearest on the phone. That's the one.
Right.
That's the one.
When the car is fixed, use it to get lost.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Steven, Steven.
I was with the girl I was dating, a little private club in East Haven. I was closing up bartending. And
what's a private club?
Like a one-off of an elk instead of a whole chain. And her husband came in and put a gun to my head.
Oh,
that's
a red flag right there.
Almost
Your head was almost the red flag.
Exactly right.
Yeah, the fake gun, you go click, the little red flag comes out of the gun.
Right. Goes bang, bang. Yeah, right.
Pow.
Comes with a toe tag.
Coyote gun. It was a real one. That was sort of a, but
did you know she was married?
Oh, yeah. We're actually good friends. He was a member of the club too.
Oh,
he's a New Haven cop. It was sort of and they sort of had that, you know, married but sort of living separately thing.
Okay, yeah. She figured it's okay.
It's a very dangerous thing when you hear, we're together, but you know, we're not together.
Right. Yeah.
Like we live under the same roof,
we're just
and that's
sharing.
Really,
yeah.
That's, you know.
Yeah.
Most times, the other one doesn't know that.
Right. Also, still married to a cop. I'm out. I'm all the way out. Let me know when you get the divorce papers, and even then, the guy could still mess with
me. Yeah, he got boom booms.
Well, also, they're trained.
Yes, exactly.
There's a whole...
Right there.
Yeah, he wouldn't even need to shoot you. He could just like put you in one of those headlocks and take you down.
Seriously, right.
I got him to laugh because he's sitting there, you know, he's looking at me, and I said, John, I've been on the range with you. You couldn't hit me from this distance. And he actually laughed, and I was just hoping he laughed so much he got, you know, that, you know... where you squeeze your finger by accident, but you know, we wound up going out for a few more years.
Really?
He just sort of accepted.
After all that.
Oh.
Right. It was a test.
It was worth it.
That was a ballsy thing to say to someone who's pointing a gun at you.
Yeah.
Could have taken it as a challenge.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Let's
well, like
see.
I said, it was the end of the night, so I probably had a lot of more liquid balls than I should have.
Gotcha. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, I'd have sold myself. Right.
Sure.
There had been a Rorschach test in my underwear.
Yeah, it was brown.
What does this look like to you?
What's that smell?
Right, because,
sorry.
I'm Skunk Man.
Yeah, but you can scare him off that way.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's a red flag. But it's like, we live under the same roof, but we don't really have a relationship.
Right, we just share.
Justin said, I asked him, do you have one? He goes, oh, do I?
Nice.
Fortunately, I was able to get a big one out of the way fairly early on. My first, like, serious girlfriend. We went out for a few years, and we had a circle of friends, but we were all pretty close. And, you know, a couple guys, a couple girls. And she was getting a little bit closer to this one other guy. And I didn't think anything of it. Because
how old were you?
19, 20 at this time.
Okay.
Yeah, we were all friends, so I didn't think too much of it. But they would spend a little more time together. Eventually, one day she says, oh, I got to go over to this guy's house. He needs help with something.
Oh, like what?
That's a red flag. Was that the red flag?
Well, it became the red flag because I said, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. What does he need help with? Need help changing a tire? Like, whatever. I can come help, too. She's like, no.
Sex.
No, I'll take care of it. Not yet. But,
he's got this boner.
Yeah.
He needs help with.
He's got a dry spell
It's a sensitive problem.
He's got a dry spell right now. I got
to
help Matt.
I don't think you want to help him with this, Justin. I have to handle it myself.
Yeah, exactly, yes. What had happened was, what it turned out to be was he had gotten her name tattooed on his shoulder. And so she had to go over and apply the ointment and the tattoo and change the bandage for him because he couldn't reach it. A few months later, he still had the tattoo. I did not have the girlfriend anymore.
Oh.
I said, when another guy gets your girlfriend's name tattooed on him. Oh, also, we weren't friends anymore after that.
I don't blame you.
I would have skinned it off with a buck knife, man. Said he got my name tattooed on him. I should have just right then and there be like, don't ever come back. Drop all of them.
Oh, and you didn't?
No. I was young and dumb at the time.
I don't know.
Old and dumb.
Your name is next.
Oh, wait. So she went over to help him. with the ointment on his tattoo of her name.
Right. Yeah, ointment. That's
and
right.
You're like, okay. Yeah,
I was like, oh, that's a little peculiar. Yeah.
Well, no. Because that's what good friends do.
A little peculiar. That seems weird.
She didn't tell me that's what she was doing while she had to do it. It came out after the fact.
You know, so I come over and ring the doorbell, and you guys are both half dressed. What happened?
Right.
Because she had to take her shirt off so he could see where she was going to put
what also right, yeah. You want to get ointment in ointment in your clothes.
We are planning our next tattoos.
Right.
Where should I put this
warm
one?
In here.
Right. I know what this looks like. This is just tattoos.
Right.
Yeah, it's not making ointment. Me feel better.
It was warm in here.
Yeah, I can see how that was a red flag.
Yeah, what kind of ointment are you applying?
Well, again, you know, you were very trusting.
Very.
I was.
Yeah.
You know, first serious love. I didn't have any idea that it could go sideways.
That's the thing with those.
They did.
Oh, man. When you're in love, you're like, you'll listen to a lot of stuff, and it comes into your brain, and your brain is like, no, dude.
Yeah.
That's not what's happening. You're like, wait. Then there's the other voice. Wait.
Right.
You know?
You just scramble.
That's probably it. Like, I had a girlfriend who had a lot of guy friends, and I'm like, you know, maybe I'm just old school.
Right.
You know?
Different times now.
Nope. Nope.
I think
different
I'm just
times now.
Yeah, it's different.
I
people
look
can be just friends.
Exactly, right. You know.
So they go to a football game together.
Right.
Giant stadium.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
There's so many
that
people
makes
there.
Sense.
Nothing's gonna happen. There's right. so many people there. They were stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
that's
hey, we've all tried to leave right, Giant Stadium. Right, I know what that's like.
I know what it's like.
Right.
I get it. And part of your brain is like, dude, just have a little self-esteem here.
Right.
Like, you know what's going on.
Run, man, run.
No. Man arrested for licking and sucking on woman's hair at mall.
Good heavens.
Vince Barry in studio today. Good morning.
Morning. That's gross.
Yeah. When are you going...
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I have
I'd rather I have do the hair see. Than the feet. I thought it was going to be feet. When I heard licking and sucking on women's, I thought it was going to be toes.
At least the toes aren't hairy.
You'd hope not. Yeah, right. You don't want hairy.
Yeah.
This guy part cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's giving her a bath.
After he was done, he just coughed.
Right.
Coughed
on her hairball. Yep.
That's how our cat used to wake up Amanda for breakfast. Right. Start chewing on her hair.
Oh,
really?
She just hear like, and she's like, "What are you doing?" And right. he's got like a long strand of her hair in his mouth. She's like, "No."
Yeah, the only problem is that later on the cat has dung chucks.
Yes, that's true.
Eat the two pieces of poop through a cat with my hair. Dung chucks.
Is that what they're called?
I call them dung chucks. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. Kitty, flying kitty, dung chucks. Good heavens.
So. This guy.
Back to him. Right.
A Georgia man was arrested after allegedly approaching a woman at the mall and then licking and sucking her hair.
Wow. Gee, your hair tastes terrific.
Devon Davis was charged with simple battery. Here are mall goers talking about the crime.
I don't know of anybody that licks hairs. That person shouldn't be around other people. I would keep my distance from him and keep my wife and kids away from him for sure.
I have a feeling this guy does worse.
Yeah.
Something about him.
I can't believe he does that. And when nose is licking the armpit a lot better.
I don't think he should be around people.
You get that taste of onion. That's right. And a little bit of salt.
Something about this guy's voice tells me he does a lot worse.
Yes. Yeah, for him to point, to criticize.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want to know what you're thinking is a lot worse.
It's like, listen, me and that sheep.
Right. No!
No! That's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
How scared do your animals look
seriously,
when
right.
you walk in the room?
And how weird do they walk afterwards?
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's gross. And I think I would have responded in a way that I probably would have been in jail today.
Good for you, lady.
Okay.
I'd give him my number.
The lady who said that's gross sounds jealous that it wasn't her hair being sucked on.
He's like, I didn't wash my hair for 2 weeks. Probably tastes like cheese.
I don't know. Those people in the clip.
Yep.
I wasn't licking on your hair. I was seeing what I was going to look like with a mustache.
Right. Well, it's a little bit of beard. Look, I'm Gigi Top. How. Wow. That's pretty gross.
I feel like you wouldn't get a good lick either.
Okay, wait. Did you hear that? AJ saying, that's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've had toes in your mouth.
Yeah, they were clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How do you know the hair wasn't clean?
So you've got that thing going on. I hate hair in my mouth.
Yeah.
I hate that. That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it's a...
No, but you see how you sounded judgmental, yet you'll put someone's toes in your mouth.
I did, and I do, yes. Yeah.
I did.
Right? But they wash them and they pedicure.
When's the last time you had toes in your mouth?
It's been a while.
Okay.
It's been a while.
So what do you say? You say, go take a shower.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or you know they just showered.
How do you know?
Because they told you they showered. You know, you wait for them to
But did they put their shoes on and then walk over to you? So they were in the house?
Right.
Or did it... So they showered...
Various type of, yeah.
They got some floor seasoning going on.
Various scenarios.
Various scenarios.
This is about the guy looking at people's hair.
No, but it's the people in the store who are like, that's gross.
Right.
But I know they're doing worse.
Everybody...
You just did the same thing. Yeah, that's gross. But you put toes in your mouth.
Everybody has their weird...
Right. Everyone has their weird.
At least had the balls to admit it.
Okay.
Well, we're trying to find out how clean do they have to be.
Yeah, do you start with like a foot massage and like wash the feet? Like, do you make it a whole thing?
No, it's not a ritual, no.
Oh, okay.
That'd be weird.
It's not a ritual. He's not a serial killer.
You're making a date night right there.
Justin, with your secrets.
And I cut it off at the angle.
Yeah, I put ointment on and put a tattoo first.
Every full moon.
Right. When the moon is right.
Okay, so you said that maybe they just showered, but then they put shoes on and came over.
Right.
And then But they had their shoes and socks on.
Yeah.
They had their shoes on.
Usually it's clean. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no.
Do you look inside their shoe?
If all of a sudden you see a mushroom cloud, you don't go for it. No.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what the hell was that? You know, whoa, okay.
I would never put toes in my mouth, but if I were going to, I'd have to see you in the shower.
You know, not for nothing.
And then you're walking right over to the
bed. You got to have a little faith, Chaz. Come on.
No.
You never had a girl put her finger in your mouth like, you know, like that. Where are those fingers been? She just wiped her butt, perhaps.
Yeah.
She has long nails. There can be the butt scrapings in there.
What? We went so far.
He makes a good point.
Yeah.
He does make a good point.
Yeah, it's a body part.
Yeah,
if you're pulling, they keep it clean.
I've had female fingers in my mouth,
right.
And I did not say, did you recently wash your hands? And when's the last time?
You just went for
it. You wiped yourself.
Right, you just went for it. Next
I was with a new couple on a double date at a bowling alley, and she was sucking his fingers during this double date because she had, like, ice cubes in her mouth.
Oh.
And I'm like, his fingers were just in the regular balls that everybody uses at this bowling alley.
Fingers were on someone else's balls.
That is not the finger you want in your mouth.
In public. That man with fingers balling the public.
Right, and if that's what she does in front of people. Right.
That was in public.
Yeah. She's putting all kinds of dirty things in her mouth.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have a chicken wing.
Right, she was vegan after all that.
Get off the grass.
Well, the fingers tasted like Fritos from the inside.
Okay, we should put that, make a scale. What would you rather do? Put someone's fingers from a bowling ball in your mouth.
Right.
Or someone's unwashed toes in your mouth.
Well, yeah,
I
suppose
with the toes.
Who's the someone? It depends on the person.
Right.
That's a good point.
There's
a lot
of variables here.
Yeah, because
there is that, but I do agree with you, AJ. I think the toes are better because
there's only one place they go.
That hand in that bowling ball, whose hands have been in there?
Exactly.
What's in that? What are in those holes? When's the last time those holes have seen a cleaning device?
Yeah.
How can you clean them?
Would you clean them?
If she's walking barefoot all over town,
No.
But, you know, it's been the confines. Yeah, fine.
Confines. What's confines, though?
Well, if you're
shower
in your house.
At home, then put shoes on.
Right.
Walk and drive to you.
Right.
Then take the shoes off, socks off.
Exactly.
Then fine.
Right. They've been like from the shower to the shoes to the couch or whatever.
I'd rather have those toes in my mouth than a finger that was in a bowling ball in my mouth.
Damn straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 10 out of 10. Me too.
We're in agreement.
Yes.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.